This is an interview with Mr. Richard Weber for the Youngstown State University project on the history of Youngstown University. In Mr. Weber's office, located in the physical plant and maintenance building of YSU, on May 13, 1977, at 8 a.m.
Terrence Lynch.
Please speak a little bit of your background before coming to YSU.
I was born December 3rd, 1923, in Rivanna. I've had high school education in Palmar. Worked at the Rivanna Arsenal during the war. Worked in fabrication work, construction steel in Newton Falls. Practically 1 year before starting at the university. I started here at the university in 1946. It was a two-man crew when I started, with three women at night. Shortly after I started, we put on an extra man to work in the engineering building, which had just opened at the old Rand School. This man was hired exclusive to set up equipment for class use in engineering, as we did not have the space to leave equipment set up. It was to be set up for a period of quarter or semester, which we were on at that time, and taken back down. In some cases, it was only up for maybe 4 to 6 weeks. So his job was entirely working with the students and the professors in engineering. No other maintenance work was done by him except in this one building. When I first started, my first job was painting. This is only part of my work, but that happened to be the first job. Did work on repair of all equipment that was on campus, inside and out. At that time, I even mowed the lawn. About 1948, there was more buildings added, with the addition of barracks buildings put up as classrooms. Addition put on Jones Auditorium. There was also another wooden structure put up known as Central Hall, which was used for the cafeteria and band room upstairs. Prior to this time, there was only the main building, the engineering building, which just opened up in 46, the secretarial building, which was a wooden structure just north of Jones Hall, and Dana School of Music. Oh yes, and we had West Hall, which had been the home of the engineering department before it was moved to Rand. This was completely empty at this time, and we used it for storage.
Could you speak a little bit about your family?
My family? I was one of two children, the youngest. I had a sister who was a year and a half older than myself. My dad was a steel worker. He was a foreman in the pickling department of Republic Steel in Newton Falls. He also done construction work. He was a carpenter by trade. My mother was a housewife and a telephone operator. Anything else you'd like to know on?
How did you become associated with Youngstown College?
I strictly by accident had a hernia operation, and I was looking for a little lighter work than structural steel work. So I put an application in, and they hired me. I took it as a part-time fill-in job while I recovered from the operation, and I liked the people here and continued on.
What was a typical day like for you in 1950, in your first years here in Stump College?
Typical day was, could be anything from painting, stopping to go repair a compressor motor, opening, closing valves. Our heat at that time was not centrally I should say the control system was not as it is today with individual thermostats in every room. Mm-hmm. Heat was turned on in the morning and shut off in the evening, or when it got warm and turned maybe two or three times in this kind of weather, where the heat would be turned on and off manually. We took care of the electric lighting, repairing lights, switches, base plugs. There's been a big change in the buildings with the automatic controls for heating, air conditioning.
Thank you.
We had no air conditioning for a number of years. It was all cool with fans and opening windows. Now we very seldom have open windows because of the air conditioning. At that time we had a part-time crew that we would call in for moving furniture, spading or digging outside if ditches had to be dug, like a small contractor who would come in and work by the day, and he would bring whatever metal was necessary. We took care of all the inside maintenance. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned earlier, I did mow the grass. We mowed our own grass, but that was about the extent of our outside maintenance. We did our own snow removal. Of course, at that time, we only had two small parking lots, so one across from Jones Hall and one in the center of the campus. And I started here, the enrollment was a little over 2,000.
Mm-hmm. What time did your day begin?
The day would start about 7:30 in the morning and end any time after 5.
Who have been the outstanding professors and administrators at Yankstown in the years that you've been here?
Well, there's been a lot of good professors, and especially the department heads that were here, were very excellent to work with, and made things very interesting to be able to help them. Dr. Worley in biology, Dr. Scudder in chemistry. Mr. Williams in secretarial school. Dr. Reed in the law school. This is one thing we had that we don't have now. I'm sorry to see us lose it, but my understanding, there's state law or federal law, I forget which, now is passed where instructors had to be full-time. And unfortunately, all our instructors were part-time lawyers, attorneys, judges, and none of them wanted to give up their other job to teach full-time. But the record showed that we had one of the best law schools in Ohio because we had the highest rate percentage of people pass the bar exam on the first try.
Who are some of the outstanding administrators?
Dr. Jones was president. From the time I started up to the time I went, till after we went state. And Mr. Pickard was business manager. He worked directly under the president. He acted in the role of the vice president's due today. Mm-hmm. And he was a wonderful person to work with. And I think that was probably the main reason why I stayed so long, is he was one person that was very outspoken, but regardless of what he said, right or wrong, he was right behind you with, on any judgment he made, he stood right behind you. And he made the decision right then. He didn't have to wait to know, determine what was going to happen. You knew immediately what could be done or couldn't be done.
What was President Jones like?
He was very good. My dealings were more with Mr. Pickard than Dr. Jones, because I worked directly under Mr. Pickard. But Dr. Jones was a very easy man to get along with. He was easy pleased. He knew what he wanted. He let Mr. Pickard know exactly what he wanted, so it made it easy working conditions all the way around that way, because once you were told something had to be done, you knew exactly what to go ahead and do, like remodeling, or if something was to be replaced or something. There's no second guessing of any of this nature.
In what ways is the university different from what it was when you first arrived?
A lot bigger. A lot more responsibility. It is more motivated with automatic equipment, which means you have to have a different caliber of personnel to operate it, to keep it functioning. When I first started it, you didn't have to know too much mechanically. You had a few controls, but the wiring diagrams and that was not as complicated as they are today, because under automatic equipment, you have a number of controls that have to function properly in order to give you your automatic heating and cooling and all the environmental things that we like today.
Do you enjoy working here now as much as you did when you first started?
Yes, I enjoy it as much now. There's more paperwork to be done since we've gone state. Because with taxpayers' money, you have to keep records of everything, which is only natural.
What was the general view of the people of Youngstown, the community towards the university, when you first came?
The people always thought the university was part of their belonging. They were all very cooperative and still are, trying to help the university in any way they can, especially business people. Mm-hmm. If you're in a bind and calling their help or for advice on things that you don't quite understand, they're all more than willing to help then and now. Mm-hmm. If we are stuck on something and need advice from a contractor, he feels free and open to give us advice, even though we may be doing some of his work, he feel free with his advice. Very open about it. And in turn, when we need something done, why, we will call on them for a bit on the job, same as anyone else, but they understand everything is done on a bit policy now. Because they give us free advice, we can go out and hire them, because we don't do that. In general, the public is always looking at universities as part of their project.
Maintenance down.
You do run into a few, maybe 2% that doesn't agree with the university, but it's very minor. I think you probably noticed it since you've been here how well everyone seems to be in harmony with the university. You know, it's been that way all the way through.
How is the university promoted to the general public over the year?
Through public relations, and we try to work hand in hand with any other group, whether it's a church, Boy Scouts, YMCA. We work back and forth with our facilities.
Yeah, I feel like
with our advice to one another.
Was there any one person in charge of that type of thing in the first campaign?
Yes, Rita Flint, who has since passed away. She retired and since passed away. And she had another woman who worked with her. I started here and worked for a number of years. Marguerite.
All right. Okay.
Frederick. She left to become a receptionist for her brother, who became a doctor.
Do you think the university as a whole has changed for the better over the years?
I would say definitely yes. The reason I say that, it's kept improving, adding more departments. It's given broader scope to the students. And I think it's given more to the community in the way of entertainment, in the music department, the plays, the drama department. Our lab and research work that we do for the community, yes, I'd say very definite.
Do you miss the closeness of the small college?
Yes, that is one thing I think we all miss. It was with the old university, the closeness. When we were much smaller, you knew everyone. You could not only knew the faculty members and staff, you also knew most of the students. Where today, you don't even know all of the faculty as well as know half of the students.
What were the students like when you first came here?
Very cooperative. They would come up and even offer to give you a helping hand if they saw you struggling with something or looked like you were in an awkward position. And that is still true. I think on the whole, the students all the way through have been very good and very cooperative with the university.
Do you think the influx of all the veterans after the war made a difference in the university?
I'd say the only difference it really made, it made the university grow faster and need more space quicker. There's one thing that with the old university, and it's still true, they would not build anything without having the money, so there's never any interest to pay on, which helped keep the tuition down, which I think was remarkable. Even when we went state, we were still the lowest tuition university in Ohio.
How
was spring commencement like in your first years?
In the first years, we had spring commencement and baccalaureate, which the baccalaureate has since been dropped. Baccalaureate was always on Sunday, which was always held in Jones Hall Auditorium. Commencement was held in Stanball Auditorium. And one of the big things that they always had there was picture taking on the steps of all the seniors.
What do you think have been your major contributions to the university?
I think major contributions is doing part of the job to keep pulling going as smoothly as possible.
Looking back, is there anything you would like to change in how the university has run over the years?
No, I don't believe it. I'm not a good administrator, so I wouldn't have changed anything. As I felt with Mr. Trigger, he's one of the best administrators possible, and with what funds were available, he did the best he could with them.
Did Mr. Picker get along well with President Jones?
He got along well with both President Jones and Dean Smith. And he got along well with all the faculty. He was well liked by everyone. He was a rare administrator, in my estimation, because he could get along with everyone and still be able to accomplish what had to be done with what was available to get it done with.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, I don't believe I've answered all your questions satisfactorily.
Thank you, Mr. Weber.
Okay.